There is nothing worse than untapped potential. If you know that you're made for more, this is the place. I know that every successful person I've ever met has one thing in common. They do not let themselves fall victim to their circumstances. They figure out a way to rise above it. So join me on this journey where I help you to be better, do better, and have better in life and in business. If you're feeling stuck and you're needing some practical tools, some hope to get you to that better life, this is definitely the place for you. Everybody, welcome to the Unstuck Podcast. I'm your host, Lachelle Weamy, and I am so excited to introduce you to my new friend, Corinne Quester. You guys, she is the founder of Meshwell, which is a brand new coaching platform. I am so excited for you guys to get a chance to hear from her, hear all of the cool things that she's up to, and how she can help you get unstuck. So Corinne, thank you so much for showing up today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Lachelle. This is awesome. I am going on a podcast roadshow, and yours is the first, and I can't wait to talk all about what's going on in my world and how I can help others get unstuck.
Woo woo! I'm so glad that we're part of your journey, and I want you to tell us all about what Meshwell is. What are you up to these days? Like, what are you doing that is literally lighting your soul on fire, and how are you helping people?
Oh my gosh, I am so excited to share that I'm about to launch Meshwell. It's a brand new coaching platform that's going to help people with their health, with their careers, with their business, and with their life in general. I was a coach back in my day, and the reason why I went into coaching is because I knew I wanted to help people. Like that was something that I've always known I wanted to do, even when I job hopped in my corporate job. It was always getting me closer to helping people. So when I had launched my coaching business back in 2018, I noticed so many gaps in the coaching industry that I felt like needed to be addressed. It's insane. It's wild, wild west out there.
It can be.
With a lot of coaches. And I'm not trying to say that all coaches are, you know, not good. I would probably say 85 to 90% of them are very good.
Yeah.
It's just this big confusing mess for a lot of people on how to find the right coach,
right?
How to find the coaching that has proper training, how to find the coach that's going to mesh well with them.
Yes.
So in my time coaching, I realized these gaps, and my sister actually approached me with a mentorship matchmaking idea. And in that sort of evolved into a coach matchmaking platform. So I'm hoping that people come to my new, I keep saying platform, I said it like 8 times, but come to Meshwell and find the right coach for them so they can get unstuck in whatever in their life is keeping them stuck, or the circumstance, we should say.
Yes. Oh my gosh. There's so many things that I want to unpack from that, because I think that the people that are listening, I wanted to say that you guys, coaches have coaches, and it's because we see the value of having somebody who's been there, maybe ahead of us a little bit, helping to guide us, but also a true coach really understands that it's not just me telling you what you should do. It's actually me drawing out of you what you already know inside of you. And I think that a lot of times people can go into, you know, wanting somebody to just tell them what to do, but a really good coach is going to help you navigate like this inner knowing inside of you.
Yes.
And I think too, that in the coaching industry, one of the things that I have found is that just because somebody can charge for something doesn't mean that they're worth what they're asking, because maybe they're just all about the dollars and not about like the service. And so when I know that, you know, I'm protective of my clients as well, because I'm like, I have gone through a lot of training. I have a lot of experience, and you want to make sure that people aren't getting suckered, I guess, into people who are just seeing opportunity and not coming out of full service. So when they can go to one place and not only know that they have validated the expertise of these people, but somebody like you says, you know, I've handpicked these people, and not everybody is going to be the right fit for you. Maybe you need a business coach. Maybe you need a health coach. Maybe you need somebody who is just going to work on mindset, or maybe you need somebody who can do all of it, but you're going to help them find the right fit.
Yes, exactly. You hit the nails on the head. I mean, there's so much I could say to all of that too. But let's just start with, yes, finding the right coach, because sometimes people would come to my site eventually, yeah. To maybe they think they need a life coach when they really mm-hmm. need a career coach, mm-hmm. or maybe they think that they want to start a business when really they need a career coach to help them just find more balance in their job.
Yes.
So I'm going to help them unpack that through my personal matchmaking capabilities of yeah. helping them find the right coach, because not only is it hard for people to find the right coach, it's hard to find the right support. Sometimes people think they need a coach when they don't.
Right.
They might
right.
need a mentor.
Right.
Mentor
is a little bit different. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I found myself like a lot of times people, you know, we do as coaches that understand, we actually can mm-hmm. get into the weeds a little bit. Like there's a difference between a coach and a mentor and a consultant.
And absolutely.
You know, yes. And so why don't you explain to people, right? Why don't you explain to people what the difference is so that they can understand better?
Yeah. So starting with one of the things that you said previously was that coaches help draw what's within you already. You already deep down know within your soul, even though you might not think you know.
Yeah.
But a coach has the special ability to draw that out for you. And a coach is going to help you more on a mindset level, and they're more future forward.
Yes.
Where they'll acknowledge, and what I like to call it like the baseline, they'll acknowledge like maybe some trauma that happened in your life, yep. or they'll acknowledge what you're struggling with, your circumstances, but they're going to propel you forward with helping you keep accountable with your actions and help guide you to do that. A coach isn't necessarily going to tell you what to do. They're right. going to, like you said, draw it out and then empower you yes. to do that. A mentor, totally different. A mentor is somebody who is a little bit ahead of you and has achieved the goals that you want to achieve, maybe more on an industry level. So say you want to become a wedding planner. You might find a mentor in the wedding planning space, but you might not necessarily need a coach to help you take that action. Or maybe you do. So right. it's sometimes you need both. Sometimes you need one. Sometimes you need the other.
Right. It
just really depends on what you're trying to achieve.
Right.
The other one I really want to hone in on is therapy, because I think sometimes people think that they're very similar and they're totally different.
Yeah.
Therapy is a practiced medical profession. You are licensed. It's regulated. Coaching is not regulated. At least not yet. It's something I want to work on. I want to set a standard. But therapy is more for somebody who needs to work on that trauma that they have dealt with in their life and need to deal with the past. It's more about the past and working through those things, whereas coaching is moving forward.
Yes, exactly. I love that. You're saying the same thing that I say to people, which is so fun. And then a consultant. What is love a consultant that. For you?
So a consultant is somebody who's going to be more advisory. Mm-hmm. They have the expertise. They provide the service. Sometimes they're even more hands-on, I would say. They provide the service for you and help you move forward, say in business or in your career. They're not somebody who is necessarily going to do that mindset and draw things out of you like a coach would do. They're absolutely somebody who helps you with forward action, but they're not also going to hold you accountable to do that. They're just going to hand you a roadmap and say, go.
Yep. Yep. Exactly. And sometimes, you know, you might need a team of people that can help to navigate that. Sometimes people like myself, I do offer coaching and consulting depending on mm-hmm. the situation and stuff. And so really just recognizing that. And one of the ways that I kind of cut my teeth in coaching was executive coaching. And what a lot of people don't realize is that, you know, if you're trying to find a coach that just is an industry expert in what it is that you do, you actually can sometimes give yourself a disservice because you can get caught into the weeds a little bit. So as an executive coach, I chose you just keep yourself out of the weeds. I don't know what your industry is. I don't know what any of the drama is in exactly. your workplace. I don't know what any of that is because it's not important. What is important mm-hmm. is getting down into deep the layers of why that's bothering you and what do you think you need to do and what do you think your next step is. And so it's actually better sometimes to find a coach who doesn't understand your industry, because that way they don't have that perspective. They can keep the focus on what's going on inside of you, right?
Exactly. Coaching, I could coach anyone in any industry. You don't have to have that industry knowledge, whereas a consultant or a mentor, you would probably need to have.
Absolutely. Oh my gosh. And how do you think people know when they need to get some help from, you know, the services that you have? Like, how does somebody know, like, hey, you know, maybe I need to look into getting some help?
When you feel stuck.
Yeah.
Right? This is what this podcast is about. Get unstuck. Get unstuck. Sorry. I had that in my head all morning as I knew I was coming on your podcast.
I love it. I guess that I know where my next intro is coming from.
Yes.
Requester.
I can help you with that. I do awesome. Karaoke in my day. If you're feeling stuck and you're not sure how to get out of it, whether it's in your job, you're trying to vie for that, or your pod just fell out. So sorry about that. Let me try that again. You're in your job and you're vying for a promotion and you're just not sure how to go about asking for help to do it, or how to make those changes and contributions that will show that you're ready for it. It's somebody who's maybe stuck in a job that makes them unhappy and they're not sure how to get out of it or transition out of it, or they're stuck in burnout. They're so overwhelmed and not sure how to find that balance and how to set boundaries. Or you're stuck in a health situation that is just not good for you and you're not sure how to get out of that. Yeah. So these are the types of things that I want my coaches to be able to help my clients with.
And I think that one of the things that's really fun, because I loved how you answered that question with like the getting unstuck thing, because I think that one of the things that I love about the word stuck is that when we're stuck, we are somewhere and we're consciously aware that we don't want to be there, right? So when I feel stuck, I'm not comfortable. I'm in a place where I need to get out of, but I just don't know how to do it. And I think that oftentimes when I help people, I love the fact that if they feel stuck, it tells me that they're ready to do something about it. Right. Yeah. And that
feeling it.
The first thing that has to happen, because I can't want it more than you do.
Absolutely. Right?
So if you're not ready to actually freaking do something about it, then I can't help you. Right. But if you're stuck enough to be like, this is not where I want to be in a year from now, 2 years from now, 10 years from now, then that's when you really start to think about like, where can I get the help that I need? Because I think oftentimes we look at our situation, right? And we're like, I don't freaking know how I got here. I don't know how I'm going to get myself out of here, but I know that I can't be here a year from now. I cannot do it. Right. And then, you know, if we knew what to do, we'd have already done it.
Absolutely. Google it, right?
Or oftentimes we know what we need to do. Like a lot of times my clients will tell me, Lachelle, like literally this morning I had a coaching call and she's like, Lachelle, I know what I need to do. I don't know why I'm not doing it. And I'm like, well, that's why you're here, my friend. Like, so, you know, that's really where that beautiful accountability comes in, because it's like, I know that you know what you need to do. And sometimes there's things like a lack of knowledge, or maybe it's just that I have this fear or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes it's just that you just have to freaking get into action because somebody's making you. And it's oftentimes, I think that it's the action that gives us the confidence, not the other way around.
Oh, absolutely. Oh my gosh. There's so much I have to say. All of that. Oh my gosh. I preach that you don't need confidence to make a big change in your life. You need the courage.
Yep.
You need the courage and the discipline, right? Because you can be ready, but then you need to commit. And that's part of what a coach helps with, is that accountability and that discipline. So it's funny because even on Meshwell's client assessment form is a field that says what best describes your goal. The first things I have in there is, it's a drop-down list and it says, I'm ready to XYZ. I'm ready to, because you have to. You have to be ready. Mm-hmm. That's a big, big key. So I 100% agree on that. But I'll also say that everyone could use a coach, but I think a lot of times there's just this stigma around it and this confusion and this muckiness of like, what is coaching? Mm-hmm. Why would I need a coach? Why do I need help? So they feel stuck and they don't know where to go, right?
Right.
I want to be that place where someone's like, oh yeah, I got to go there. Mm-hmm. Starbucks boasts that they're the third place that you go. You go to school, you go to work, you go to home, or you go to home or school and home. Starbucks is also the third place.
Yeah.
Joshua will be the fourth place.
I love that.
Because everyone could use a coach in their life to help them get unstuck in something that they're doing.
Well, and Go ahead. No,
I was
go
just
going
to say, we plan to normalize coaching. Mm-hmm. And I think that the reason why there's so many people not ready is because it's not normal yet.
Right. Yet. Right?
Yeah.
Well, and I think like, okay, so what stood out to me, what you just said that I have to highlight is you're like, okay, so school, work, Starbucks, mesh well, right?
Yeah.
Like you're setting your bar like up here at the top. And I think that oftentimes, you guys, what we do is we settle a lot in life. We settle for what we think we're capable of. And unless you have like these people around you that can see your potential and that can say, no, you deserve that fourth spot. It should be school, work, Starbucks, Meshwell. Like you need to aim for that. If you're not surrounding yourself with people who can see your potential and can draw you to that higher level, you're going to stay down in mediocre land oftentimes. Mm-hmm. And I give you this example. Like I have a coach. I have a couple of them, depending on what I need and the type of myself that I'm recognizing I need a little push in. And I was recognizing that I had my coaches telling me that this is what I want you to charge for your services. And I was like, I can't do that. And then I talked to my husband, who has worse money mindset than I did, right? Like, he's just like the stable Mabel, like, I'll be in my crappy job for the rest of my life as long as it has a pension. Like, he didn't really say that, but that's kind of like,
sounds like their
persona, right?
So
I tell him, I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, she wants me to charge this. And he's like, oh, you can't do that. So now I'm like surrounding myself with the people who don't see my potential. She did, right? And so what I was like thinking about, you guys, and this is, I mean, I have been a coach for, oh my gosh, since 2016. So it's been 8 years. And I still have these money struggles sometimes, or I still have these mindset struggles. So we don't graduate from this. What happens is that we recognize things faster and then we move forward faster. That's exactly what happens, right? But anyway, so I'm talking to my husband about this and I'm like, okay, this is what she's telling me I have to charge. And then I thought about it. I'm like, frickin' hey, Lachelle, you're paying someone to tell you what to do and you're not going to take her advice. Like, who's the dumb one here, right? And so I think that sometimes what we do is when we have that monetary value attached to it, like I am paying for her advice because she sees what I can't see and she's going to push me for what she knows I'm capable of. If I didn't have her and if I wasn't investing in her, I would still be down in you know, this level wherein now I actually have graduated to now my programs are worth more than what she told me to charge because I have worked on myself and my programs enough to know what they're worth and what I'm worth. But I would never have gotten there had I not had her to push me a little bit to get there. Right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I love that story, Lachelle, because to me, a coach, just to expand upon what a coach truly is somebody who's going to help you get to your truest self. Cause I don't really like the get to your best life. No, it's your truest life, your truest self and your highest potential faster.
Yes. Faster.
Then yeah. Cause trying to do it by yourself, you'll either never do it or get there.
Yep.
Or it'll take you so long and on a bumpy road and hey, there's no easy button, but at least make it a smoother ride.
Oh my gosh, right? Like that's how I do is I condense time for people. Like that's what I
exactly
do. Like you can
That's what coaching is.
Right? Like you could get on, you know, audiobook you know, marathon or podcast marathon or whatever, and you'll get there possibly eventually, but
maybe,
right? But it's really just that person who's gonna push you a little bit and who's going to mm-hmm. make you accountable and who's gonna help you see things differently. And it's so much fun. And so I'm really curious, Corinne, like, where in your life have you struggled? Where have you felt stuck? And how has, you know, all of this kind of perhaps helped you?
Yeah, so I at one point felt very stuck in my corporate career. And it was one of those epiphanies that I see in hindsight that it wasn't them. It wasn't you. It was me. Because it was me, right? Yeah. I didn't jive with the corporate setting, the corporate environment. It didn't align with my values. And of course, while you're in it, you're like, this place is a joke. It's terrible. And blah, blah, blah. And, you know, a lot of people commiserate on that.
Right. Yeah.
But I felt very stuck in it and I didn't know how to get out of it. And so I hired my first coach and he was amazing. And he like whipped my mindset into shape and helped me extract really what I wanted. And he helped me extract that I wanted to also become a coach and to start my own business doing that. I had this entrepreneurial itch that I needed to scratch that I didn't know. Like, he drew out again what was right for me and what was in my intuition. So I started my business in 9 months and put my 2 weeks in and said sayonara. But the reason why I felt so stuck at first is because I didn't know where I wanted to go, what I wanted to do. I was looking at starting like bridal salons. Like, I was trying to read books on how to do that. And I was like, this is going to take me forever. I don't know how to do this. And I would come home crying every night because I was so miserable in my corporate job. And I didn't like how people were treated. Mm-hmm. I didn't like the hierarchy of corporate. I didn't like the bureaucracy, the politics.
Yeah, like, I completely really tell that.
And you like get constant whiplash, right? Like, it's like, okay, we're going to do this today. Or no, we're going to do that today. No, like, there's so many things going on in corporate America today that people are just like going nuts. And I felt that. And even pre-pandemic, I felt that. So I knew I needed to do something. And luckily, I was listening to a podcast at the time, and they mentioned this life coach, and I hired him as soon as I heard about it to help me.
That's amazing. And you know, one of the things, I can relate to all of that stuff. And I left my corporate job like literally a month ago.
Wow! Congratulations!
Yeah. Right? But it's like, it's weird, interesting, because what I found is that I felt also stuck. And it's like, then it's like, oh, this place doesn't, you know, align with my values and, you know, all the politics, blah, blah, blah. And I found that like the more that I climbed the corporate ladder, the more it was of the same. It's just in a different face, right? And then I started to wonder, like, what's wrong with me? Like, am I the one who doesn't play well in the sandbox? And then I recognized, like, no. Like, it's just that I have this entrepreneurial spirit. Like, I can't be in the box. That's the problem. Yeah. It's not the sandbox. It's that I can't be in the box. And I think that when I started to recognize, like, who I am because of the people that I was working with, I started to embrace that. There's nothing wrong with me. It's just that this box isn't for me.
Exactly.
And that the people that are in that box that love it, good for them, but this isn't for me anymore. And so I think that that's the other cool thing about being with a coach, especially if you have this entrepreneurial spirit, because you start to recognize, because they also are entrepreneurs, you don't mm-hmm. feel like the redheaded stepchild anymore. Like, you feel like, you know, you belong somewhere and that somebody else understands how you feel and that they're just going to help you kind of shine you up a little bit and help you really embrace who you were meant to be in this world and allow you to show up at that best version of yourself.
Oh, yes. Preach on. that's what I meant too by it wasn't them, it was me. Yeah. It's not you, it's me. it's that whole, I didn't fit in that sandbox. Mm-hmm. I knew that my entrepreneurial spirit wanted to bust out too. And so, but yeah, there's some people in corporate America who love it, and they know those people, and they should stay there. They thrive in that.
Yeah.
But yeah, it wasn't for you, and it wasn't for me.
Yeah.
The other thing I was gonna say is that I just lost my train of thought. What was it? You said something about. I lost it.
That's okay. If it's meant to be, it'll show back up. So I'm whatever. We're just going to keep going with it. But so I'm curious, like, we've had a chance to really dive in, which I haven't done on the show yet. Like, we're 2.5 years into this podcast, and I've never gotten into, like, all of the little nitty gritties of what's the difference between all of these different, you know, services that you can get. So that's really, really fun. But I would love for you to kind of give the audience a little kind of next steps inspiration. Like, what can they start doing today that's going to give them some practical tools to get them from where they are to where they want to be?
So I think it really depends on what the goal is for the transition. If they're wanting to learn about a specific industry, they need to hire a mentor. If they want to actually make a big change in their life and achieve a big goal, hire a coach. If they want to clear up whatever is giving them anxiety, giving them depression, go see a therapist. If they want to be more efficient in how they operate and how they work, you can hire a consultant. Those are the things. But you'll notice the theme there is get help.
Yeah. Right. And I think that, you know, you also mentioned a word, a theme in there that I'm going to pick out, and it's the word hire. And I think that sometimes when we are new to the experience of getting help, it's really hard for us to put our money where our mouth is. And it's really hard for us to invest in ourselves. Like, I think a lot of us, especially as moms, Corinne, can, you know, shell out all these dollars towards the kids' sports equipment and summer camps and all the things, braces, whatever. But when it comes to investing in ourselves, sometimes as moms, it's really, really hard for us to do that. And what I have found in my, you know, my journey of my money mindset that I had to overcome was that when I offered services that were free or very low cost, people did not take them seriously enough to actually do the work that was going to cause a transformation. And it wasn't until I started to value it at a place where they valued it enough to not only invest enough as a stretch, but then, holy crap, I can't believe, like, I just invested enough, like, that is like my husband's first year, like, teaching salary, like, in one person.
Oh my.
Like, to yesterday.
Congratulations.
I know, right? But like that, this is where it goes though. It's enough of a stretch that I am not going to miss a dang thing that they tell me to do. Why? Because I have some skin in the game. And I think that when we make the decision to hire the help, we have to put the skin in the game enough to actually see the results. So if I go around and I'm just seeking out all of these free resources, it's going to be easy for me to say, don't feel like doing that today. Like, how many of us, okay, for real, Corinne, how many of you times have you read a book that has like action steps at the end of the chapter? Right. And how many times do you actually do them? Or do you just like, oh yeah, that's a cute idea, I'm going to go back to that, and you never.
Yeah, I'll come back.
Right. Right. Yep. And so it's like, okay, well, if I were to take all of the free knowledge that I've ever been given and actually get into action for everything that I've actually learned, I would be, you know, way ahead of the game. But the fact is that when we don't invest in something, oftentimes we don't take it seriously enough to actually get into action. Therefore, we don't see the transformation that we have.
Yes, exactly. The skin in the game is key. It is. The only caveat to that, I will say, is that I want to make Meshwell itself, not necessarily saying that all coaches, Meshwell itself more accessible.
Yes.
I do see that some people are charging high ticket, and that's absolutely great and wonderful.
Right.
People should continue to do that.
Yep.
Meshwell isn't going to be that high ticket. It's going to be accessible to everyone. And also balanced on the line of skin in the game, because it's not yes. going to be cheap, right. but it's not going to be a mortgage payment.
Right. Right.
So it's something I'm working on with my partners now. Like, okay, what does the pricing look like? Because we don't yeah. want it. We want it to be an investment in people.
Yeah.
But we don't want it to break the bank either. So right. it's a very tricky fine line.
Yeah.
But it's something I'm passionate about. One of the gaps I saw in the coaching industry was
yeah.
most coaches charging mortgage payment. And it's just that
yeah.
I don't want it to be so unattainable.
No. And that's just it. Like, I love how you have a servant heart, because here's the deal. Like, there's no way that I would have invested what I do today when I first started my journey. It's been a progression, and you exactly. have to start where your budget is. You have to start yes. where your budget is, because here's the deal. If I were to been crazy enough to invest what I'm investing now when I started, mm-hmm. I probably would have put on unrealistic expectations on the person instead of on myself in the what I'm going to have to show up and start doing, if that makes any sense. It's almost like it yeah. would have been so out of my range that I would have just expected a miracle, because I was paying them for the miracle instead of paying for them to make the miracle happen within me, if that makes any sense.
Absolutely.
And so yes, I think does. That sometimes you have to figure out, like, where is this in your budget, and then recognize mm-hmm. that as you start to grow and as you start to stretch, that next step might be like, Tony Robbins is charging $1 million for his mastermind, a person, that. Right? Mm-hmm. But you don't start with a Tony Robbins $1 million mastermind. You might start with a $97 mastermind mm-hmm. that mm-hmm. grows you enough to invest in $497 mastermind, which then right. eventually leads you to the $2,000 mastermind, right? And so allowing yourself to grow, but you have to start somewhere.
Right. Exactly.
And that's what I love that you're doing with people, is that you're getting them started, which
yes,
is
what helps and the that's transformation. The goal. That's the goal, man. It's to get people into the coaching world, because everyone could use a coach for something
yes.
in their life. Not yep. to say, oh, like, you have to have a coach no matter what. Like, no, it's,
yeah.
but I'm sure there's something in everyone's life who they're like, okay, I'm stuck in this weight.
Yeah.
I want to yeah. drop this weight. Yeah. I'm stuck yeah. in this job. I want out of this job.
Yep.
Oh, and I remember, sorry.
No, go ahead. Go. This is so fun, right?
No. I remembered what I was going to say before. The entrepreneurial track, that we are conditioned to go to school, go to college, go into a corporate job, or go into a trade, or go into something like medicine or law or something hmm. that has that natural track. There's not this entrepreneurial track. So many people are in corporate jobs right now who are not in the right sandbox, like we were talking
right.
about before. Sorry
right,
to go
right,
back
right.
to that.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to comment on that
yeah.
there, I want eventually at Meshwell to open up that entrepreneurial track for people too.
Oh my God. Eventually. I love that. And you know, one of the things that I think is so important to mention too, of why, you know, getting resources from Meshwell is so important as well, is that I'm going to make this sound really oversimplistic, so bear with me, you guys. But I think that, like, when we think about the normal transition that she was just talking about, it's like, okay, we go to high school, then we go to college, and then, mm-hmm. you know, maybe grad school, or maybe just you go right into your job, yeah, yeah. and then you're there for a while, and then maybe you'll apply for the promotion. So if you imagine, like, if those of you guys who are listening on the podcast, you might want to, you know, check out the YouTube, but I kind of think about stairs, right? So, like, you're in your job, mm-hmm. and then you go up to the next promotion, and then you're there for a while, and then you go up the next promotion, and then you're there for a while, and then your next promotion, and then you hope that eventually you can just retire and then ride off into the sunset as a healthy person in your RV, right? So let's just say that happens, and it's so beautiful, right? Now, oftentimes, you know, sometimes we can get kind of, we fail to recognize that we're burnt out and miserable and stuff in those steps, but we make it feel like, well, it's a smoother ride. Okay. Mm-hmm. So what happens as an entrepreneur is that we have that mindset that we're just going to do this thing, and then we're going to get onto this plateau, and then we're going to do the next thing, and it's going to be smooth. But what happens as an entrepreneur is that it's like this wild roller coaster. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times we're not prepared for that, because we're right. raised and programmed to think that everything is just going to be this nice
trick.
for right. I think that like once you recognize that you are like you're not belonging in that box and that you really mm-hmm. do need to be on this entrepreneurial roller coaster, because I know what my core values are and I get to create the life that I'm living out my core values. I don't have to be in someone else's core values, or I don't like exactly. the fact that I never get to take the time off, but tomorrow I'm not working and my son's going to plan an adventure day where he's 13 and he has a budget and he knows how far away from home we can go. And he's going to plan the whole day for the family. I wouldn't be able to do that if I was still in my job. So there's good and there's bad to this. But I think that once you become an entrepreneur, having a resource with you to help you navigate that wild ride of a roller coaster will help you to not quit when it gets hard. It'll help you to maintain that resiliency and that grit that sometimes it takes. It helps to keep that belief in yourself when maybe you think, oh my gosh, maybe I'm not cut out for this, or maybe, you know, I'm not worth what I want to charge, or maybe nobody's going to want to buy what I have. And then you have all these things that sabotage your success, and then you kind of mm-hmm. give up, and then you go back to the miserable job. And I just really want to acknowledge the fact that having support and resources can help you on that journey, because no matter how crazy this ride mm-hmm. is, for me, it's a better fit than being on the stable Mabel corporate ride where I wasn't quite happy and fulfilled. But knowing that I have people in my life that can hold my hand and lift me up and hug me when I need it is so yeah. important to keep me in the projection of making the impact that I'm meant to make because of my business. So,
yep, exactly. And I think there's also an element of, sorry, going back to the stairs, I think it's important that we as people are just like, okay, what's next for me? This isn't working. And you also touched on this earlier about the more of the same. Okay, if I just go get a new job, it'll be different. It'll be better. No, it's more of the same. if I just get this promotion, it'll be better. Nope, it's more of the same. It's just recognizing that earlier, and a coach will help you recognize that earlier, yeah. that no, it's not the job, it's you, or no, it's not your family, it's you. It is you. You are the common denominator. And a coach, but I say that with love. Because
love, right, people, right, right.
I don't want you to think I'm like blaming you.
But yeah, what's wrong with you? But really though, it is. It's just recognizing
it's just your values.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I know. That's just it. Like I give the truth with a hug all the time, right? Like yeah. that I just like have the best intention. And I think that you have to surround yourself with people like that. So obviously the two of us are having a blast. Like we could talk all day about all the things, but is there anything that you haven't had a chance to touch on that we haven't already before we kind of wrap up this conversation and let people get back to their journeys today?
Yes. Yes. I want to encourage you, if you are feeling stuck right now in anything, just go find somebody like a coach or a mentor or something. It's just
yeah.
understanding who's the right support yeah. and come to Meshwell. And I will personally, because I personally match each client to a coach.
Awesome.
I will personally help you find what support you need.
Aw, that's so amazing. You guys, if you do not go to the show notes and check out Corinne, you're missing out. So go to the show notes, find out all the ways that you connect with her. Check out the Meshwell website and see kind of what she can offer you. And it's so much fun to know that there are resources out there that are vetted and from somebody that has been in yes. the industry and that you can trust, right? Now, if you haven't already, you guys need to hit subscribe and leave a review and let Corinne know exactly what you loved about this episode and how it impacted you. That's so much fun. I also love it when you take screenshots and share these episodes out in your stories and tag us, because it's so much fun to interact with you a little bit. And of course, sharing this episode out with whoever needs to hear it, because that is the best way we can get the word out. So please, please, please make sure that everybody hears this that needs to. And Corinne, one of the things that I always do is I conclude every episode with a question that the guest presents to the audience to help them move forward from where they are to where they want to be. So what would you like for them to think about that is going to help move them from where they are to where they want to be?
What question do I want them to think about?
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like you're living a wasted life?
Mm. I love that.
Is there something that you're wasting time on?
Yeah.
If you're feeling that way, you're stuck. You need to get unstuck.
Oh my God. I love, love, love that.
Unstuck.
All right, you guys, thank you so much for listening. Corinne, thank you so much for being here and bringing your beautiful energy. And you guys, I cannot wait to see you next week. See you later. Bye, everybody.
Thanks. Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to the Untucked Podcast. I am so grateful to be on this journey with you. And don't forget to check out the show notes if you want to get into my private club, The Better Club, to be able to learn better ways to be better, do better, and have better. So until next time, keep showing up. Let's get unstuck together. Have a great day.